Welcome back to another episode of Get Serious, Rapid Fire Reactions. I know everybody's got sports takes, but shutting me down, that's another story. If you still don't know about Get Serious, then where the hell have you been? On this show, you send me your voice messages, and I rate them, simple as that. After I hear whatever you've got to say, I'll be handing out my signature Stephen A. stamp of approval. Your take can range anywhere from, you don't care, blasphemous, you lost your damn mind, respectable, and that's serious. One of you might walk away with the take of the day. Others could find themselves on the Stephen A. Wall of Shame. You don't want that. Because it might leave you there forever, okay? All right, you know the drill. It's time to get serious. So let's go to the first take. Let's get it out right now.
Hey, Stephen A., great show. I don't want to live in the past, but I want you to have a little bit of fun on a Friday. You said you would trade anybody and everybody to get Giannis onto the Knicks. Who on your staff would you trade away to get the big man here in New York?
Who on my staff? Everybody but Betty DeCaris. Nobody else is safe, because I love her. You understand? She's a sweetheart of a lady. You know what I'm saying? And not only that, you know, she does what I ask her to do. She shows me love. And even when she gets on my nerves, she makes me laugh and smile along the way. So I'd say everybody but her. Then again, Jennifer does look out for me. You know, I got love for Jennifer, too, you know. You know, Izzo, you know, I used to be cool with Izzo, but now he lifting, he all buffed and everything. I don't know what's going on with him. You know, check the steroids. I got to wonder about him. I got to wonder about him. You know, so, but my staff is wonderful. You know what I'm saying? I would tell you they would normally be untouchable. But Giannis is Giannis. Giannis is Giannis. I'm going to say that's a very respectable take on your part because it was a damn good question. I don't want to let go of anybody I got. But Giannis is Giannis. Next thing.
The Pittsburgh Steelers will not win the AFC North. They cannot close in the later part of the season. I have more faith in Joe Flacco and the Cincinnati Bengals putting it together and winning that division. Believe that.
James, you've lost your damn mind. Because of the Bengals. Not because of the part you said about the Steelers, but because of the part you said about the Bengals. Bengals don't have a defense worth worrying about. And they don't have an offensive line or a strategy schematically as an offensive line to defend their quarterback. That's their issue, which is why Zach Taylor is on really, really, really thin ice. Because of that, I say your take is trash. I'm not giving it that much love at all. I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to put it on my wall of shame, but I'm going to say you lost your damn mind because I think it applies there. It applies there. Next up, please.
We need to remove one NBA team and bring one expansion team to Hawaii. Bam, boom, aloha.
No, you'd be better off bringing a football team because you play one game a week. When you play 82 games a year, you can't ask them to travel to Hawaii and then travel back and, you know, have those kind of issues. No, it does not work. You have a college football team in Hawaii, you can have an NFL team in Hawaii. That's true. But a basketball team, doesn't work. I say that take is weak. I'm not giving you love for that at all. It's blasphemous. Let's get to the next one, please.
Will y'all please stop with the Philadelphia Eagle rhetoric? Whenever the Philadelphia Eagles lose, it's like the world is crashing and the world is caving in. But when we win, we do not get the same respect. We don't get the same hoorah that we do when we lose. Stay off the weed.
I'm going to get on the weed for that BS take you just gave, which is ridiculous and it's going on my wall of shame. That's a garbage take. Here's why. It's not us that has gotten on the Eagles even when they win. It's been the Eagles doing it. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. You're looking at teams having meetings and they're not on the same page. Saquon Barkley meet with them to talk about stuff. Why? Because the defense was carrying them. Because the offense wasn't doing all that it was supposed to do. He wasn't capitalizing on the greatness that an A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, a Dallas Goedert and others could bring to the table. That was the Eagles doing it to themselves and the world reacting to obvious dissension that was going on within the ranks. And sure enough, they've lost two games in a row since that time. Don't blame us. It's them. Talk to your own team. Next take, please.
Thank you for introducing me to the whole human being of Allen Iverson. I will admit I was actually in tears at the end of the interview, partly in shame for my misunderstanding of him, but mostly for happily being introduced to a whole human being who is deeply thoughtful, compassionate, substantive, and should be heard. Allen Iverson should be understood. Thank you.
He should be understood. That's the take of the day as far as I'm concerned. That's an outstanding take, and I'm going to tell you why. Because very, very few people are as open and as vulnerable and honest about their vulnerability as Allen Iverson has been for years. This ain't new. It's something that he's always been if people were willing to listen. The unfortunate part is that they wasn't. They weren't, and that was the biggest problem. Allen Iverson is a little brother to me. I got nothing but love for him. I'm so proud of him. And the journey that he went on, as arduous and as hard and as difficult and as gut-wrenching as it was at times, to see him at this stage and point in his life, living the way that he's living, enjoying himself the way that he's enjoying, I can't say enough about him. Nothing but love for my little bro. You're absolutely right. My take of the day. But I'm going to hear another one as well. I got a couple left. Let me hear the next one, please.
Dak Prescott is the NFL MVP, Stephen A. Smith, and there's no debating this. There's no debating this. I don't want to hear it. Your good friend Jerry Jones tried to sabotage the team by getting rid of Micah Parsons a week before the season started. The team's been riddled with injuries left and right across the offensive line and CeeDee Lamb, and Dak Prescott has still led the league at passing.
Xavier in Springfield, Illinois, that's a damn good take in your voice. Man, you might have a future in this business. I got to give you love on that. No doubt about that. Here's what I would say to you, bro. It still doesn't mean you're right. Baker Mayfield hasn't had Evans and Godwin and Ibuka went down, still doing what he's doing, finding a way to win. Dak Prescott ain't always finding a way to win. They just lost to Carolina. You sure you want to make that take today? Come on now. You tied Green Bay, all right? You lost to Chicago. What are you talking about? Stop it. Stop the nonsense, okay? So let's get that out the way first. Secondly, what about Daniel Jones in Indianapolis? You going to say that Dak has been better than him? He's winning. You're not winning. Okay? So you got to look at those two things standing alone right there. Automatically get yourself out and your take out of there. No, Dak Prescott is not the league MVP. He's in the conversation. He deserves credit, but he's not the league MVP. No, sir. No, sir. I'm not going to say it's blasphemous. I'm going to say it's respectable because you could be wrong but have a respectable take. Xavier, and that's what I think your take was. Respectable, but very, very wrong right now. Last take, what's up?
The Indianapolis Colts are going to the Super Bowl. That's not up for discussion. It is what it is. Danny Dimes, Indiana Jones, as I like to call him, because he's at a new organization, is doing the best football that he's ever done, along with Jonathan Taylor and the special teams and the defense. We are going to the Super Bowl.
You can make that argument, and I'm going to say to you that that is a very respectable take. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to take that take serious. It's a serious take. That's the take. It's serious. And I'm going to tell you why it's serious. Indianapolis, a legitimate argument can be made, is the most complete team in football. Offense, defense, special teams are what they bring to the table. There's no doubt about that. If Daniel Jones continues to play the way that he's been playing. Now, that's a big if. Now, I understand you're being a bit hyperbolic to some degree, a bit enthusiastic. Why not? Because you haven't had much to cheer about since Andrew Luck decided to abruptly retire. I get it. So if Daniel Jones would come out there and give you anything, I know I can rely on Jonathan Taylor. I know that I can rely on that offensive line. I know that I can rely on Pittman and those requisite weapons at the wideout spot and what have you. And I know I believe I can rely on that defense. You shouldn't have won the game against Denver. I thought Denver got holes in that one. But nevertheless, the bottom line is this. Indianapolis has a chance, no doubt about it. But if I see Daniel Jones going up against Patrick Mahomes, who the hell you think I'm going to pick? We all know the answer to that question because nobody outside of Indianapolis would give a different damn answer, and you know it. Till next time, everybody, peace and love. You think you can do better than these folks? Then you know what to do. Head over to SiriusXM.com/getserious. Send me your boldest voicemail. And remember, you only have 20 seconds to prove your point. So don't waste my time. If your take's legit, I'll call you back and we can discuss it on air for real. Simple as that. Listen live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, only on Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82, every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with replays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the Stephen A. Smith Show, and this is Get Serious.